Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Pure Soul Alchemy with Gabriella. I'm Gabriella Espinosa, and I'll be taking us through a shamanic soul realignment process for the next 30 minutes. So find a nice, comfortable place where you can lay down, relax, and receive this session. Pure Soul Alchemy is a transmission of channeled shamanic healing technologies which restructure your creator source grid. Transformative operations and procedures are enacted for you while you comfortably relax. Through my perception and vocalization of the inner energetic grid, we are opened in ways which allow these technologies to come through into our physical reality and enact change on our behalf. There will be quite a few moments of silence as I am delivering these processes. Simply rest into the silence during these times and receive the healing energies. Don't focus too much on what is being said. Just relax and let the transmission come through and work on you. This session will be available in the on-demand episodes portion of the Blog Talk Radio Pure Soul Alchemy Show homepage, and also it'll be on my website. It's quite helpful to go back and listen again repeatedly to deepen the effects of the session and take the healing deeper. Today's show is a shamanic healing session to strengthen our connection with the peace at the center of our being, specifically in the face of change. Change is a constant part of life, and sometimes it's our external circumstances that are changing, and sometimes change is just happening on the inside for no apparent reason. During any kind of change, it's easy to fall into worry, fear, or constriction when things aren't going the way we thought they should, or according to all our beautiful and seemingly perfect plans that we've made. Our only and best recourse is to connect to the peace that we carry in our center, the peace that we always are. In this session, we will turn our focus from fear and worry-based thinking to the unshakable trust in life's flow. Before listening to this session, be sure to ponder the ways in which you are undergoing personal change at this time. Envision your mental and emotional states coming back to the truth of your inherent peace and ease. Allow yourself to notice any feelings or sensations that arise during our session. Allow your mind to watch, witness, and notice where you have intense internal responses, and give your higher self and spirit full permission to transform your inner planes of consciousness to what is real, true, beautiful, and best for your well-being. Now relax and settle into your stillness. Fall into your natural deep breathing rhythm. Bring into your awareness. Bring into your heart. And bring into your pelvic bowl your confidence in your ability to connect with your deep inner peace. Rest now in the knowing that you are held by spirit at all times, and that your orientation to life is undergoing a vastly improved change. Let that take hold in your sight, in your heart, in your life, as we go through our session. So connecting with our divine physical and non-physical intelligence to align completely with our own core essence. aligning with the fundamental and essential aspects of ourselves, aligning with the earth, the sun, the moon, with our own Mother, Father, God, Self, with our own inherent Creator Self, and a right placement in the universe. The purest healing source within us is our own deepest aspect. We agree to serve as our own healing agent and to serve from and as our own ultimate inner counsel, the All That I Am. We now invoke, welcome, and receive our beloved Mother and Father God to exact their loving, divine, blessed grace directly into our healing proceedings today. Right, so I get the healing points in advance, and a lot gets added to the session as we go along. So we're going to start with healing point number one. Uprooting deep physical, emotional, psychological scars on both the personality and soul levels. Initiating a systematic, gentle, deep purge of traumatic, life-changing experiences from the past. Life-changing experiences from the past that had a little bit of trauma to them. Conflict, intensity, and specifically where our internal reaction was that of fear, worry, terror even. So we're contacting these past life-changing experiences that were kind of traumatizing. And just a reminder that our higher selves in unity are doing this. You can relax and let us do these processes for you. So uprooting deep physical, emotional, psychological traumas, scars on both the personality and soul levels. And we are initiating a systematic, gentle, deep purging, cleansing of traumatic, life-changing experiences from the past. These typically get triggered or activated when we confront life, more life changes in the future. On a very deep base instinctual level, we actually believe that the traumas from the past are going to happen again. So that's what we are working on, deactivating these associations based in past woundings associated with confronting a change, a life change. Right, and we're going to do a clearing, a cleansing for the solar plexus chakra. Right, we want to clear the emotional avenues of getting burned, or that's a slang phrase, having been burned in the past, so to speak. Right, and we're clearing that in the solar plexus chakra. Great, the entire solar plexus chakra, front, center, back. Healing point number two, confronting the fear of change that happens in your being, in your body, and in mental habitual patterns. Contacting any physical symptoms, manifestations of the fear of change. Up-leveling our capacity to be with these and hold space for them to just be. Strengthening our capacity to offer our healing heart containment, the containment that it needs, with our non-specific focus. Great, and doing a cleansing for the heart chakra, heart region. Right, we want to clear confusion. Let's clear detrimental associations, inspiration, sense of deficiency, and a disqualification. Almost feels like a disqualification from our own lives. Great, so all of that and then some, clearing in the heart. Great, we want to enhance heart level comprehensibility. Confronting the fear of change that happens in our being. In our body, in our mental body too, physical body and mental body. Infusing the transformative frequency of peace. And at the same time, doing a gentle heart cleansing. Infusing the transformative frequency of peace, of wonderment, the frequency of excitement, and the frequency of excitement about new possibilities. There's some curiosity in there too, and some anticipation, but in the healthy sense of the word. Great, so we're doing an infusion of this. Great, and let's go ahead and do a deep heart cleansing of fear. A deep, deep heart cleansing of fear. Heart cleansing of insecurity, uncertainty. Really honing in on the physical sensations of the infusion of the transformative frequency of peace, wonderment, excitement about new possibilities. And at the same time, giving our full honoring and a focus to the physical sensations of fear of change and all that comes with that, insecurity, uncertainty. It's also a fear of survival, too, that happens. Fear for survival. Bringing our awareness into these places in our being. Doing a deep cleansing, purging of body level, tissue level insecurity. great. And there's a big sensation of isolation too that goes along with this, that goes along with the fear of change. Like, I'm all alone in this. Like, all of a sudden, I'm the only person in the world. Giving your body, heart, mind, full permission to feel these feelings, these sensations. Knowing 100% that we are contained. As we do so, we are held by spirit. Great. We want to clear a blockade programming. A blockade programming. Great. Which takes us to healing point number 3. Healing deeply inlaid resistance to change programs. Great. And like I said earlier, really feeling it in the heart, really breathing into that in the heart. Healing deeply inlaid resistance to change programmings and blockade programmings. I mean, literally, you can take a look at that word, blockade. Those are the programs that block aid and support. Healing fear, insecurity, and terror in letting go of old constructs, habits, old realities that no longer serve you. Still healing, clearing blockade programmings. Really giving ourselves full permission to let go, to untether from old habits, rituals, routines, old realities, false realities that no longer serve you, that actually hinder you from moving in the direction that lights up your being, that brings you the greatest joy and fulfillment. Great. Acknowledging fear of change, fear of letting go, fear of annihilation of who we thought we were, because that's what change brings, whether it's a huge, vast, giant change or even the smallest change will bring these up, these feelings up. Fear of letting go, fear of annihilation of who we thought we were. So we're really acknowledging these fears. And by acknowledging that we're letting them be in the space, letting them come to the surface to be acknowledged, to be seen, and therefore healed. Not acknowledging the fear of what or who we thought we needed. Acknowledging fear of change, fear of letting go, fear of letting go of what or who we thought we needed in order to survive. We actually believed that we needed these things, or we needed things to be a certain way or like that, or we need a certain person to do or be in some certain way in order for us to survive. This is a survival fear that has somehow gotten projected onto these deep hidden patterns. So bringing all of this into the heart. Feeling it fully. Allowing ourselves to feel it as fully as we possibly can. In our hearts, The heart is a gateway to the divine heart. By bringing these pieces into the heart, we are handing it over to Spirit, over to God, over to divine, loving, benevolent intelligence for healing, transformation, resolution, evolution. Divine sequencing orientation. Great. And instilling a sense of belonging in the community of all that is, of all of existence. Enlightening this sense of belonging, sense of place. In the universe, in the fabric of existence. Healing point number four, building an instant change protocol reformatting. Creating an internal cooperation, collaboration, unification with more aspects of self and the divine flow of life within the divine flow of life. Creating an internal cooperation with more aspects of self in unity with the divine flow of life. Determining the best outcome and aligning with the joy, freedom, and creative possibilities that would bring ease in contacting inner faith. Interdimensional repair, relieving of internal constriction, clearing doubt and doubt pathways, opening and allowing more significant beneficial peer referencing. Acknowledgement and allowance of true facing of life-giving opportunities. Great. Inner plane joy resequencing into vitalizing wonderment. Doing another round of cleansing, inner heart level terror, and also making peace with, being at ease with, contacting this terror for the purposes of allowing greater peace, deeper change, ease-filled change. Great, and we want to do a relinquishing of compromise, settling for less, that are the result of fear of contacting the inner fear of change. Great, we want to do a cleansing for the back of the heart area. This is between the shoulder blades. transferring the back of the heart region. Great. And now we're going to clear the fourth chakra in its entirety, I mean, meaning front, center, back, and every aspect that we possibly can at this point in time. So doing a huge, substantial heart cleansing, heart balancing, advancing heart, conciliation with spirit. So we're now creating a containment field with the divine circle of light all around all of us and bringing our session to a close. I'd like to thank you for tuning into Pure Soul Alchemy with Gabriella. It's highly recommended that you listen to this session repeatedly. It will be available in the on-demand episodes portion of my show page, but it'll also be on my website. Listening will deepen the effects of the session and take your healing further with each replay. To schedule an individual session and for more info, visit www.puresoulalchemy.com. This is Gabriella Espinosa. Have a wonderful day.